Good morning, everybody.
大家早。
I'm happy to be back with you again.
很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
The last time I was with you was, I think, in January.
我上次来的时候是一月的时候。
And of course, I don't expect you to remember anything that I said at that time.
我当然不渴望你们会记得我上次讲的什么。
You know, it's a very, very common truth.That we forget 95% of what we hear.
我们是常理，就我们常常会忘了我们所听过的 95%。
You might even have difficulty remembering the sermon you heard last week.
你说不定也不记得上个礼拜你听过的信息。
How many of you remember?
有几个人记得。
So many people remember.
不少人。
We were beginning to talk about...Discipleship.
我们开始谈到那个做门徒。
What are the marks of a disciple?
一个门徒有什么记号呢？
And I mentioned that first of all, a disciple is one who follows the Lord Jesus Christ.
我提到说，一个门徒是跟随耶稣基督的。
A disciple is a learner.
一个门徒是个学生。
And our whole life as believers, follow a learning process.
所以我们一生做信徒的话就是一生的学习。
Many times when I speak in a church, I ask people, are you Christians?
很多时候我在 教会传道讲道的时候，我会问你是不是个基督徒。
And some people don't even know what it means to be a Christian.
有一些人并不知道说什么所谓的基督徒是做什么的。
Especially those who have grown up in the church.
特别是那些在教会成长的。
But a Christian is a person who has committed his life to Jesus Christ.
一个基督徒是他一生委身给耶稣基督。
And he is the one that has recognized his need of a Savior in his life, and his life has been changed as a result of that.
一个基督徒是承认他生命里面需要耶稣基督，而耶稣基督改变了他生命。
And he becomes a disciple.
然后他成为一个门徒。
A follower of the Lord Jesus.
跟随耶稣基督的。
He wants to become like the Lord Jesus in everything he does.
他想各样的事情都像耶稣基督一样。
Now, when you get up in the morning and look into the mirror, what do you see?
当你每天早上起来的时候，你看着镜子的时候，你看到的是什么？
Do you see a disciple?
你是不是看到一个门徒？
What do you see?
你看到的什么？
And then you ask the questions, well, what does a disciple really look like?
那你可能会问说一个门徒长得什么样子呢？
Well, Jesus gave us several clear indications of what a disciple really looks like.
耶稣给我们很多很清楚的指标说一个门徒是什么样子。
And I mentioned three marks of a true disciple.
我提过一个真正的门徒有三个记号。
And the first thing that Jesus said is, He who holds on to my word, he is really my disciple.
耶稣讲的第一点就是说，紧紧抓住我的话的人是我的门徒。
And a person who is a growing Christian, who is on his road to discipleship, is a person who values the scripture.
一个在那个做门徒的路上成长的基督徒是个珍惜那神的话语的基督徒。
And without the word of God, we cannot grow.
没有神的话语的话，我们没办法成长。
And one of the problems that we have in so many churches is we have believers who have been believers for a long time, but they have never grown.
在很多教会普遍的一个问题，就是说有很多信徒，他们信了很久，但是他们在神的话语上没有接触。
They have neglected the word.
他们忽视了神的话。
So when you look into the mirror, do you see somebody in there who loves the word of God?
所以你刚面对镜子的时候，你应该看到一个喜悦神的话语的人。
The second mark that Jesus gave was a disciple is one who bears much fruit.
第二个标记呢，记号就是说一个门徒结果子。
Jesus said in John 15, By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples.
约翰福音里面耶稣告诉说根据你结的果子你可以荣耀神。
Are we bearing fruit in our lives?
我们的生命里面是不是有结果子？
Is our character changing?
我们的品格是不是有在改变？
Do we become like the Lord Jesus, more loving, more kind, more gentle, more like it says in Galatians 5?
我们是不是更像耶稣基督一样，比较慈爱，比较温柔等等？
And then Jesus said one more thing that gives us a clear mark as to whether we are disciples or not.
耶稣再讲的另外一点很清楚的让我们知道说一个门徒的记号是什么。
In John 13:34 it says, By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
耶稣在约翰福音十三章那边说若你们彼此相爱的话世人看了就会知道说你是我的门徒。
So those are marks of discipleship.
这些是做一个门徒的一个标记的记号。
And I think a church must be made up of disciples.
我认为一个教会应该是由门徒所组成的。
Many years ago I read a book that left an impression upon my mind.
多年前我读了一本书对我留下很深刻的印象。
The title of that book is Power Through Prayer.
那本书叫做从祷告得来的力量。
And the author is a man by the name of E.M. Bounds.
作者叫 E.M. Bounds.
It was written many years ago.
是多年前的一个著作。
But there was one phrase that I've always remembered.
但是他书里面有一段话我一直记得。
And he said, the church is always looking for better methods.
他说那个教会一直寻找更好的方法。
But God is looking for better men and women.
但神寻找的是更好的男人女人。
Because men and women are God's method.
因为男人跟女人是神的方法。
It's not a methodology or a program that is important.
不是一个系统或者一个节目才是重要的。
It's what is being produced in and through our lives.
是我们生命当中所接触的东西最重要。
It's easy to look at a big church and say, what is the secret of their growth?
也很容易我们会看到一个很大的教会，我们会想问说他们成长的秘诀在哪儿。
And if they have a special method, let's copy that method.
那么他们有一个特别的方法，我们来就学着他们的方法。
Jesus says, no, I am looking for the changed lives of men and women in that church.
耶稣说我寻找的是生命的改变。
There were always multitudes that were following Jesus.
一定会有极多的人跟随耶稣。
But God is also looking for individuals that have committed themselves to be his disciples.
但是神是寻找一少数的委身要当他的门徒的人。
In the Old Testament, we have a story about a king.
在旧约有关一个王的故事。
And in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, we read about King Asa.
在历代志下16章，我们读到有关亚撒王。
And there, God says this about him.
在那段经文里面神这么说。
It says, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
历代志下十六章九节那边这么说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
So, if we are committed to growth in our lives,
那我们对我们生命的成长有身的话，
Then God is committed to make us strong.
神对我们也能够有承诺说会让我们坚强起来。
Because God is looking for those kind of people.
因为神是寻找那种人。
Now Jesus said to be a disciple is not an easy thing.
耶稣说当个门徒并不是个容易的事。
A disciple is one who has to pay a cost.
做一个门徒是有代价的。
There's a price to be paid for being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
做耶稣基督的门徒是有代价的。
And I'm afraid there's some of us who are not willing to pay that price.
我们有些可能不愿意付那个代价。
Because we want to be comfortable in our lifestyle.
因为我们想要有个舒适的生活。
And the word cost or sacrifice is something here in America that is not a very popular subject.
所以提到那些所谓的代价牺牲呢，并不是很受欢迎的。
And I believe our brothers and sisters in China have learned an awful lot what it means to sacrifice for their faith.
我们在中国的弟兄姐妹们，他们对那个为信仰而牺牲学习了很多。
I once heard a pastor say, when I preach, I want to make sure that people come to know Jesus Christ.
我听过一个传道人这么说，当我讲信息的时候，我要他们来认识耶稣基督。
And I'm satisfied if they can just, before death, they can just slip in through the door to heaven.
若他们过世之前能够进入天堂的门，我就已经满足了。
And for some people, they think that's all they want out of the Christian life.
对有些人来讲，这只是他们所要的。
It's to get a free pass into heaven without having to go to hell.
Yeah, 能够有进入天堂的门票，不用下地狱。
But you know, that kind of a mindset is not the mindset of a disciple.
但是那不是一个做门徒的应该有的想法。
And today we're going to learn about a passage where Jesus lays down some very, very strong conditions for being a disciple.
今天我们要学习的那个经文，耶稣讲了一些很重要的一些条件。
And he touches on three important themes.
他提到三项。
The first theme he touches on is human relationships.
第一项就是有人际关系。
And how they impact our discipleship.
人际关系如何的影响我们做门徒。
The second thing he talks about is our own personal ambitions and plans.
第二项他提到的是有关我们个人的野心跟计划。
And the third is our material possessions.
第三是我们物质上的财富。
See, all three of those subjects, they hit very close to home.
这我想这三件事对我们的关系很紧的。
Because human relationships are important for us.
因为对我们来讲人际关系很重要。
Whether it's in the family.
或者是家庭。
Whether it's at work.
工作。
Whether it's at school.
学校。
Everything is built on human relationships in our lives.
一切都是建立在人际关系上。
And then, of course, all of us have plans and dreams for the future.
当然我们每个人对于我们的将来一定有我们的计划，我们的梦想。
We have careers.
我们有我们的事业。
And then there's this idea of possessions, what we have, what we treasure.
还有我们所拥有的东西，我们所珍惜的东西。
And Jesus says, a disciple has to pay a certain price relative to these three areas.
有关这三项目，耶稣说我们做门徒的话，就必定有代价。
Now we don't have time today to hit all three, but I'm going to hit one of those areas.
我们今天没时间谈起三项，但是我会讲有关一项。
And that's where we go back again to the text that we read earlier today.
所以我们回到我们今天所读的经文。
Here in Luke chapter 14, and I hope you have your Bibles open.
在路加福音十四章，我希望大家都有带着圣经。
We read about a certain banquet that was being held.
我们读到有关一个宴席。
Now, this is a parable that Jesus told.
这是耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
What is a parable?
比喻是什么呢？
A parable is an illustration, it's an earthly story that all of us can relate to.
一个比喻是个例子，是一个故事，让我们能够有明白的故事。
But it has a spiritual application.
但是有个属灵上的应用。
And when Jesus taught, he taught many, many times directly through these parables and stories.
耶稣教导很多时候都用比喻来教导。
And then he explained what that story really is all about.
然后他会解释他所讲的故事的比喻。
And that's why we want to look at this today.
所以我们今天要看这段经文。
So here in this text, we read about this man who was giving a big banquet.
在这段经文我们读到有关一个家族他有宴席。
From the parallel message in Matthew, we read it was a wedding banquet.
在马太福音有同样的记载，那边记载这是个婚宴。
And probably this man had a beautiful daughter, and he wanted to see her get married.
这个家族大概有个很漂亮的女儿，她想看到她结婚。
And so he gave a big feast.
所以她办了一个大的宴席。
And if she was the only daughter, then she probably made a real big feast out of it.
如果她只是独生女的话，那更是办了很庞大的一个宴席。
Because fathers always have a very soft heart when it comes to their girls.
因为对于一个父亲来讲，一个女儿是很珍贵的。
And according to the custom of those days,we have to remember it was before there was a post office.
我们要记得那个时候是在有邮局之前的时代。
There was no iPhones, there was no texting.
没有 iPhone, 没有发短讯。
And so everything, every notice had to be sent out by a messenger.
所以每一个通知都需要一个使者去传递。
Now we have messenger on our iPhones too, but this was a personal message.
我们 iPhone 有传递的那个软件，但是这个是个人的。
And he invited people to come, a big party.
他邀请很多人来参加这个宴席。
And he got their agreement and commitment to come to this banquet.
他得到了他们的承诺，说他们会来参加这个宴席。
And when the day came,
当那宴席的那一天到了，
he sent the messengers again out to all of these various people and says, "It's time to come. Come on over right now. The food is on."
他再派他使者去通知他们说，时间已经到了，那个一切准备都齐全了，请过来吧。
And this is where the problem started.
这问题就开始了。
It says they all began to make excuses.
经文告诉我们，他们开始推辞。
Now it lists three different kinds of excuses.
有三种不同的理由。
But this says they all made excuses.
但是他们都用了一些理由不能来。
And it says when they made excuses for not being able to come, that master became very, very angry.
经文也告诉我们，当这些人用理由说不能来的话，那个家族就动怒了。
And you can imagine, here you have gone through all of the effort of having a huge banquet, and nobody's coming.
你可以想象说，你费了一大堆功夫来准备一个大宴席，但是没人要来。
And what kind of excuses did they give?
他们用什么理由呢？
The one guy said, "I've just bought a piece of land and I want to look at it."
有一个说，我刚买了一块地，我要去看看。
Now, what kind of a man would buy some land, some property, without having seen what it is?
没看到地就买的人是什么样的人呢？
A Chinese certainly would never have done that.
中国人不会这么做的。
Because you look at it, you see whether it fits what you like and want, and then you buy it.
因为你必须眼见看喜欢的话之后才买。
But this guy said, I've bought it, now I want to see it.
但是这个人说我买了块地，我要去看。
It was an excuse.
只是个借口而已。
The second guy was not much better. He said, I bought some oxen, and I want to try them out.
第二个人呢的理由是说我买了几对牛，我要试试看。
Now in those days they used oxen to plow their fields.
在那个时代他们是用那个牛来耕田的。
In our days we buy the Deere tractors.
在我们现在呢，我们买的是个大的拖拉机。
A few months ago I was in Nebraska.
几个月前我在 Nebraska 州。
Lots of farms over there.
有一大片的田地。
And I had the opportunity to go see one of those big Deere tractors.
我有机会去观看一个这么大的那个拖拉机。
They're huge.
真是很大。
You have to have a ladder to climb up into it.
你必须用个梯子爬上去。
The wheels are taller than I am.
那个拖拉机的轮子比我还高。
And as I sat there in the front, the guy said to me, "Now you drive it."
当我坐在驾驶的座位，他说：“你试试看。”
I said, "I don't know how to drive it."
我说我并不知道怎么驾驶。
He said, "Never mind, it's all done by computer anyway."
他说：“没关系，一切都是由电脑控制。”
You just push this button and it'll drive.
你只要按一个钮子就会自己行动。
Amazing.
真是奇妙。
Now they cost a lot of money.
这些东西拖拉机很贵。
Now, can you imagine buying something like that, spending money on it before you even have tried and see whether that's what you really want?
你可以想象说，你还没试之前就花了那么多钱买那个东西，合理吗？
But this man said, I bought these oxen and now I'm going to have to try and see how they'll do.
但是这个人说我买了这几对牛我想试试看。
It's an excuse.
是个借口。
The third person came along and says, I've just married a wife.
第三个人说我刚结婚。
Now he didn't say I have to try her out.
他没有说我要试试看。
But he said, I want to be with her.
他说我想跟 我妻子在一起。
Well, that's good. That is good.
那是好的。
Yeah, and I think it's very important that when you've married a wife, that you at least have a honeymoon and get away.
我就认为说你若娶妻子要有个要度蜜月一起在一起很重要的。
But why did this man become so angry when they all refused him?
当 这一群人呢拒绝参加宴席的时候，为什么那个家族动怒呢？
Because the excuses in themselves, there was nothing sinful about it.
那些借口本身并没有什么罪恶。
There was no, it's no sin to buy a piece of land or a house.
买一块地买一个房子并不是罪。
There's no sin in buying some equipment for your farm.
买耕田的一些机器并不是罪。
And it certainly is no sin to marry a wife.
更是娶妻子更不是罪。
Otherwise, a lot of us would be in trouble.
不然说很多人都有麻烦了。
But why did this man become so angry?
但是为什么这个家族他那么生气呢？
Because there was one thing that these people had done that was very serious.
因为这一群人他们做了一件事情是很严重的事情。
Can you imagine what it was?
你们想象是什么呢？
I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
They had made a commitment.
他们对这个家族有了一个承诺。
And then they had broken it.
然后他们不遵守他们的承诺。
And when you make a commitment,
当你对一个人做一个承诺的话，
you cannot break it.
你不可以不守那个承诺。
In the Old Testament, again and again we read, if you make a vow to the Lord, if you make a promise to the Lord,You have to keep it.
在旧约很多地方都告诉我们，当你向神做一个承诺的话，你一定要遵守。
And a disciple is a person who makes a commitment to Jesus Christ.
一个门徒是一个对耶稣基督有承诺的一个人。
What kind of a commitment does he make?
是做什么样的承诺呢？
He says, I will follow you.
他说我会跟随你。
And whatever you say to me, that becomes the rule of my life.
那 你跟我说的是，就是我生命里的指导。
Because you're my master.
因为你是我的主。
And whatever you say, that is what counts in my life.
那你说什么就算数。
So Jesus tells this parable.
所以耶稣告诉我们这个比喻。
And he tells this parable because he wants to convey a story.
他用这个比喻要告诉我们一个故事。
And if you look at verse 25,
那你看25节。
It says there were large crowds that were traveling with Jesus.
这里告诉我们有极多的人和耶稣同行。
Many people were following him.
很多人在跟着耶稣。
What did they see in Jesus?
他们在耶稣身上看到了什么？
They saw many different things about him that made him unusual.
他们看到很多有关耶稣的，觉得说很不寻常的事情。
First of all, they said, when he preaches, when he teaches, he speaks as someone who has authority.
第一个，他们听他讲道的时候，觉得说他是个讲得很有权威的一个人。
He doesn't just speak words.
他不仅 说言语。
He speaks something that has conviction. It has truth in it.
他 讲的是有关真理的事情。
Then they watched what he was doing.
他们也观察他所做的。
If there was a sick person, he could touch that person and he'd be healed.
病人他可以碰他那个病人，那病人就得医治。
If there was a blind person, he laid his fingers on their eyes and they could see.
瞎眼的他把手碰到他们的眼睛，他们就可以看见。
A lame person could walk.
瘸腿的可以走。
Amazing.
真是奇妙。
And no wonder this attracted many people.
难怪那么多人都被吸引了。
And then one time when there was this large crowd there that stayed with him, Jesus even fed them all.
有一次有很多人, 耶稣就为了他们,
of course they would follow him.
他们当然这样子,
look what benefit there is in following Jesus.
看看跟耶稣有那么多的好处。
They followed Jesus because of what they could get out of it.
他们跟随耶稣是因为他们从耶稣可以得到的好处。
That was the purpose why they're walking along with him.
这是他们跟耶稣同行的一个目的。
What else can you do for us?
耶稣啊, 你还可以为我们做些什么?
Were they disciples?
他们是门徒吗?
No.
不是。
In English, we would call them, they were freeloaders.
Yeah, 英文有一句话就是白吃白喝,贪图便宜。
They're just following along for all the goodies he was giving to them.
他们跟着是为了得到好处。
You know, we have an American entitlement society.
我们在美国的社会是认为该有那种认为该得的一种心态。
If you don't have it, the government will give it to you.
你若没有的话, 政府会给你。
If you don't have an iPhone, we'll give you one.
你若没有iPhone, 我会给你一个。
You don't even have to work anymore.
你也不需要工作。
Because then you are poor and then we will pay all of your bills.
那你就贫穷, 我们政府会帮你付。
And people have come to expect that kind of a thing here in America.
住在美国的人都对这个有一些预期。
And it only works until the money runs out.
这个要等到没钱的话就不行了。
And we're rapidly going in that direction, aren't we?
我们很快的就走这个国家走向那个方向。
And sometimes I'm afraid in our churches we have the mentality I come to church to see what I can get out of it.
我很不好的是我们教会很多人也有这种心态，我来教会是要看我可以得到什么。
I'll follow Christ to see what he will give me.
我跟随耶稣基督是想看他能够给我什么。
And there is no sense of personal responsibility.
没有那种个人责任的那种想法。
So when Jesus was teaching about discipleship, he was going to make it very clear that there were conditions connected with that.
所以当耶稣教导我们有关做门徒的时候，他很清楚地说有一些条件。
So I want you to look at verse 25.
我想请大家一起看第25节。
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus.
极多的人和耶稣同行。
And then turning to them,
他转过来对他们说,
he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
26节这么说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
You say, is that in the Bible?
你可能会说，这在圣经这么说吗？
Yeah, I just read it to you.
我们刚读。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣所说的。
And he says, if you don't fulfill that condition, he says, you cannot be my disciple.
他就说你没办法完成符合那个条件的话，你不能做我的门徒。
Very strong language, isn't it?
很严厉的。
What is he talking about?
他讲些什么呢?
Remember he had just told the story about these people that wouldn't go to that wedding?
他刚刚讲了一个故事，有关不去参加宴席的人。
And one of them says, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
有一个说我娶了妻子，所以我不能来。
Jesus is now beginning to say, I'm going to teach you something about being a disciple and human relationships.
所以耶稣在人际关系上面跟做门徒的关系上有一些教导。
Human relationships within the family is probably the closest thing that you can ever have with any person.
在家庭里面的人际关系, 我想是我们跟人之间最亲密的关系。
From the time that you are born, you're connected to a family.
你出生的开始就跟一个家庭有关系。
And there is a bond between the children and their parents.
孩子跟父母亲有个联系。
There's a bond between brothers and sisters in the family.
弟兄姐妹们，他们之间也有个联系。
And when you get married, there's a bond between the husband and wife.
那你结婚之后，你夫妻之间也有很亲密的关系。
There's a bond between parents and children.
父母亲跟孩子们有亲密的关系。
This is the greatest connection that we ever see in human relationships.
这是人际关系最强的一个关系。
Oh yes, there are other relationships outside.
是在家庭之外有其他的关系。
But this is the closest.
但是这家庭里面的关系是更最亲密的。
Now Jesus is making a statement that is hard to understand.
耶稣做了一个很难懂的一个教导。
He says here, if a man does not hate his family, he cannot be my disciple.
这里耶稣告诉我们说，一个人若 不恨他的家庭，他不能做我的门徒。
Now that's what it says in Greek.
在希腊文里面是用恨这个字。
Now in the Chinese translation, we've changed that word a little bit.
在中文的翻译，我们稍微修改了一下那个词。
There we have put the word, if you love them more than you love me.
那里我们不用恨，我们说爱我胜过。
And that's not all bad.
这并不是那么不好。
Because in Matthew, it gives us that same version.
在马太福音里面也有类似的那个词语。
That if you love the family more than you love me.
如果你爱家庭爱过于爱我的话。
And Jesus is making a point here.
耶稣这里有一些重点要跟我
们讲。He says, in your relationship.
他说在你的人际关系上。
No matter how close it is here,
不管你有多亲密,
there is one that supersedes it way above that.
有一个关系超乎这些关系,
and that is your relationship to me as your master, as your Lord.
那就是你跟我之间的关系, 我是你的主,
In fact, he says, the difference between your relationship with me and your family is like the difference between love and hate.
他就说你跟我之间的关系跟你的家人的关系的差别就像恨跟爱的差别。
What he is saying is not minimizing our responsibility to our family.
这里并不是说我们对我们的家亲人没有责任。
Right from the very beginning, God made very clear that children are to obey and honor their parents.
一开始神就很清楚地说孩子们要孝敬父母亲。
And all throughout Scripture, it is the relationship that parents must have with their children.
圣经一直教导我们有关父母亲跟孩子的关系。
It tells about husbands loving their wives.
也教导我们有关丈夫要怎么样爱妻子。
Is Jesus contradicting this?
他是不是耶稣自相冲突呢？
No, not at all.
并不是。
He's just saying here,that your relationship with me is more important than anything, even the closest relationship.
他只是告诉我们，我们跟耶稣基督的关系比其他的关系更重要。
And so when the man said, I am married, I cannot come.
所以当那个人说我娶了妻子不能来。
He was talking about a close relationship here on earth.
指在地上最亲密的关系。
But he had violated a commitment he had made.
但是他违反了他做的一个承诺。
He had made a commitment to the master of that feast, and he says, I will be there, you can count on me being there with you.
因为他已经承诺那个宴席的主人说他我会去的。
And he had broken that commitment.
他没有守约。
And so Jesus is addressing this here when he wants to teach about discipleship.
耶稣在这讲说有关我们所做的承诺的事情。
And the whole following account and the rest of that chapter deals with these other relationships as well.
这一章其他的经文也是讲有关其他的关系。
But today I want to speak about this whole area of human relationships.
所以今天我要着重在那个人际关系上。
A number of years ago, I was speaking in a church in Sacramento.
多年前我在萨迦缅度的一个教会讲道。
And I had been just come back from Taiwan in those days, and I was telling about the wonderful opportunities of missionary work.
我那个时候我刚从台湾回来，然后我在跟他们分享宣教的一些机会。
And after the meetings, a man came to me.
我们 我开会 之后有一个人来找我。
If we had actually stayed in his home.
我们住在他们家。
And he said, God has spoken to my heart this week, and I know I need to be a missionary.
他跟我讲说，神跟我说话，我知道说我要当一个宣教士。
And you know, whenever I hear somebody say that, I jump up 2 feet.
每当我听到人说他们想当宣教士，我就很开心，要跳跃起来。
And if he's a Chinese or she's a Chinese, I jump 4 feet.
如果他们是中国人的话，我会跳跃更高。
If you want to see it, come to me and tell me that.
如果你想看我跳跃的话，就来跟我讲说你想当宣教士。
And I said that's wonderful.
我说那是很好的。
I think a week later, so I had contact with this man again, and he told me I have changed my mind.
我一直跟他保持联系，一个礼拜之后，他跟我讲说他改变了主意。
I said what happened?
我问他发生了什么事。
He said, you know.When I shared this with my parents, they said, "You can't take our grandchildren with you somewhere to Asia where there is danger, where there are problems."
当他说我跟我父母亲分享我这个意向的时候，他们告诉我说，你们不能把我们的孙子带到那危险的亚洲的地方。
He said, "But God called me."
他说：“那是神呼召我。”
But they said you have a responsibility to us as parents.
他的父母亲说：“你对我们有责任。”
The end result was he gave in to the wishes of his parents.
最后他听了他父母亲的话。
In order to make sure that his children would be safe.
Yeah, 为了保他的孩子们的安全。
30 years later.
30年之后。
I met the same man again.
我重新遇到了这个人。
It was in Florida.
这一次在佛罗里达州。
And we spent some time together.
我们一起花一些时间。
And I said to him, "How is your family?"
我就问他你的家庭怎么样。
How are your children?
你的孩子怎么样。
And he dropped his head.
他的低着头。
He said, "I've lost my kids."
他说我失去我的孩子。
They got into bad company.
他们结了不好的人。
They got into drugs.
他们吸毒。
All sorts of problems.
各种各样的问题。
Of course, I prayed with him.
我当然我跟他一起祷告。
He was heartbroken.
他很伤心。
And you know, I thought, here this man to save his children, he put them and his parents above his.Relationship with God.
我是想到说这个人，他为了救他的，让他的孩子们有安全，可听他父母亲，他把他跟神之间的关系忽略了。
I can give you many illustrations of young men or young women.
我可以给你们很多有关年轻的男的、女的的例子。
Who fell in love?
他们恋爱了。
Got married.
结婚
but they were the wrong partners.
但是并不是相配的。
I think of one young man who had tremendous potential.
我想到一个年轻人，男的，他有很大的前途。
And when he married the wrong girl, his Christian life started to go down.
但是他娶错了妻子，他的基督徒生活就开始往下走。
He became one of the most distinguished professors at the University of Chicago.
他在芝加哥大学是一个很有名的、很有声望的一个教授。
But it was not to work for God's kingdom.
但是并不是为了神的国度。
Again, he let human relationships interfere with his commitment to Jesus Christ.
因为他让那个他的人际关系影响了他跟神之间的关系。
And I think that is one of the great challenges that we face today here in America.
这是我们在住在美国所面临的最大的一个挑战。
That a wrong relationship can detract us from giving him the priority in our lives.
一个错的关系可以影响我们把那个优先的那个位置给神。
I want to close with one more illustration about my own mother.
我要用我自己 母亲的一个例子来结束。
Over 90 years ago, my parents went as missionaries to China.
超过九十年之以前，我的父母亲到中国当宣教士。
We were six children.
我们总共有六个孩子。
But because of the war years, there was separation within the family.
但是因为战争的原因，我们家庭有一些分离。
And there were two sisters that were separated from us for many years.
我有两个姐姐跟我们其他的人分离了好多年。
One was 3 years old when we saw her the last time, and she was 21 when we saw her again.
有一个她，我们最初见她跟我们分离的时候，她三岁，后来见她的时候21岁。
18 years we did not see her.
我们有18年没有见过她。
Another one 12 years.
有一个12年。
And my mother never had her six children ever together in the same room.
我的母亲从来没有跟六个孩子在同一个房间过。
And her desire was only once to have six children there with her.
她所想的是说有能够有一次六个孩子都跟她在同一个房间。
She dreamed about this.
她对这个有梦想。
And then I remember the day when I called her on the telephone.
我记得有一次我跟她通电话。
She was in Nebraska, I was in California.
她在 Nebraska 州，我在加州。
And I said, Mother, God has called me to go to Taiwan as a missionary.
我跟她讲说，母亲，神呼召我到台湾当宣教士。
And I'm leaving shortly.
那我就即将就离开。
And as soon as I said it, I said, What did you say to her?
当我说出口之后，我就告诉我自己，我跟她说了什么呢？
My mother was waiting for the day when we all could be together, and now I'm going to go away.
我妈妈期待着我们六个孩子可以跟她在一起的机会，那但是我现在就要离开了。
I did not know my mother.
我并不认识我的妈妈。
Do you know what she said?
你知道他说什么吗？
She said, "Son, if God has called you,"
他说孩子，若神这么呼召你，
"then you must go."
那你就必须去。
And then she said, "And I will give you my blessing."
那我祝福你。
She put the greatest desire of her heart aside for the priority.Of her commitment to him.
她把她心中最大的愿望放在一边，为了要遵守跟神的承诺。
To end the story, there was one time we got together.
我们最后还是有一次聚在一起。
My parents were nearly 70 years old when it happened.
那个时候，我的父母亲已经将近70岁。
On one weekend.
有一个周末。
All six of us, coming from Canada, coming from Germany, coming from all over, finally met together.
我们六个兄弟姐妹从加拿大、从德国、从各地，终于聚在一起。
And my mother had that one picture taken with my father, my mother, and six children together.
所以我们就能够照了一个全家福。
She thanked God for that.
她为此感谢神。
But to me, it's again a huge illustration that we can never outgive God.
这是对我来讲是很大的一个鼓励，一个例子，说我们超不过神。
And my challenge to you this morning is this.
我今天早上对你的挑战是这个。
No matter how precious your human relationships are here on earth.
不管你在地上的人际关系有多珍贵。
Don't let that ever interfere with your relationship with him.
不要让这些关系影响你跟神之间的关系。
He will have to have top place.
他应该居首位。
That's one of the conditions of discipleship.
这是做一个门徒的一个条件。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
谢谢主给我们你的话语。
Thank you that you teach us.
谢谢主，你教导我们。
And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you take words spoken and apply them to the needs of our hearts.
谢谢圣灵把所讲的信息，让我们能够在生命上应用。
Make us not just listeners of the word, but also doers.
帮助我们不仅是听到，而且行道。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.